Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We heard this week for the first time from Nafissatou Diallo, the hotel maid who accused the former head of the IMF, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, of attempted rape.
What happened to me, I don't want that to happen to any other woman. Because this is just too much for me. It's too much for me and my daughter.
Among other things, she claims she was badly misquoted in a taped conversation that's been used by the defense to discredit her. The conversation was in her native dialect, Fulani, which is a West African language, and it raises some questions about the difficulty of translation. Amanda Galsworthy joins us now, has been an interpreter to three French presidents, including Nicolas Sarkozy. Good morning or good afternoon, Amanda.
Good afternoon, as it is here.
So in legal cases like this, when there is a legal responsibility, how much responsibility of that does the translator shoulder?
Well, there are different. First of all, we have to make a distinction between interpreting and translating. I'm an interpreter, not a translator. And this is obviously not a case involving an interpreter. Interpreting basically falls into two categories, but mostly it's simultaneous interpreting, and we have the responsibility of obviously getting the message across as faithfully as possible, and that applies both to any circumstance, and in particular, it's a huge responsibility for interpreters who work in tribunals or courts such as the International Criminal Court in The Hague or other such courts, because obviously everything hinges on the people listening, understanding what has been said down to the last nuance. A translator has a bit more time because they don't work simultaneously online, as it were. Therefore, they have time to go back over what they've translated, reread it, make sure, check it, make sure it's correct. I don't know in this case, so I have nothing to say on the subject, but I don't know what the time frame was, but the responsibility is the same anyway, because the end result you are responsible for.
Well, let's talk about her native dialect of Fulani. Is this a sort of not widely spoken dialect, making it difficult to find a good interpreter?
Again, we're not talking about interpreting here. We're talking about translating.
Yeah.
Yes, I would imagine, and it would have been quite difficult to find someone who was able to translate a taped recording. First of all, it has to be of good quality. Secondly, you have to be able to, obviously hear properly. And then it's not because you speak a language that you are a translator or an interpreter for that matter. You know, I often give the example, I know how to cook, but it wouldn't occur to me to open a restaurant. It's not because you speak a language that makes you a translator or an interpreter for that matter.
And I would imagine one of the things that makes it difficult is translating tone or a joke.
It's very difficult. It's the thing that we interpreters fear most, the jokes or often quotes or proverbs. But what is important, in a sense, it's strange to say this, unless the actual words and the sense of the message that you're getting across, what we need to do is to get the message across from one culture to another, from one mindset to another, from one person to another, or a group of people to another group of people who don't share the same culture. That's what's difficult about what we do, whether we be translators or interpreters.
And I guess that means that sometimes things get lost in translation. Amanda Galsworthy, interpreter to three French presidents, including Nicolas Sarkozy. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.